The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hello and welcome to worship. We're very glad you're joining us wherever you are tuning in from. And I hope now that you will join me in the call to worship today. On this earth, in the here and now, we could easily despair at the mess the world is in. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. Hope is ours. Salvation is won. The Lord God has defeated death. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. All heaven and earth will be made new, restored. We will be made new, restored. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. Praise, honor, and glory be to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we light the Christ candle every week, we are reminded that Jesus Christ, who was present at the birth of creation, is present with us now in the different places where we are and will ever be so.
Good morning. Please join me in saying together our prayer of confession. Gracious God, source of all life, Lord of mercy and grace, hear our prayer. We come before you keenly aware of the healing we need you to do, the healing of our bodies and souls, the healing of our relationships, the healing of our pride and fear and apathy, and the healing of our world. We know that with you nothing is impossible, and so we pray that you will heal us and that you will heal our world. Set us free from sin to serve and love and dream and be, just as Christ calls us. In his name we pray. Amen. Friends, God's mercy is deeper than the depths of the sea, and God's grace is wider than the whole world. So, trusting in that mercy and grace, hear the good news. We are forgiven, and we have been set free to go out into the world and to live as loving, gracious, hopeful people of God. Thanks be to God. And God's people say, Amen.
Today's reading is from the book of Revelations, beginning in chapter 21, reading verses 1 through 7. The new heaven and the new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready, like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with mankind. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief, or crying, or pain. the old things have disappeared. Then the one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." He also said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." And he said, "It is done. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the right to drink from the spring of the water of life without paying for it. Whoever wins the victory will receive this from me. I will be his God, and he will be my son." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, here we are, already in the middle of April, and this coming Thursday is actually Earth Day. You may know that already. It's the day that has been set aside to recognize the anniversary of the birth of the modern environmental movement. It's a good day, and it's a good thing to remember. And on the surface, you might think it actually has nothing to do with the church. Well, while the observation of Earth Day is not a church practice, if you think about the whole reason behind it, you could understandably wonder if maybe it should be. Because as we heard last week, God has called his people to love and care for creation, to remember that we have been created to live in a loving, nurturing relationship with creation. So that's why we decided to take this month of April and make some special efforts in that direction. Efforts to think and to pray and to live with particular attention to our relationship with all of God's created order. Well, last week we had the first of two sermons digging into the theological and biblical basis for this. In that sermon, we remembered the creation stories from Genesis, and we drew some foundational truths from those stories. That God's creation consists of more than just us. There's a lot more to it than just humankind. That God's plan has always been for all of creation to live in loving community with each other, with God at the center. And we remembered that God looked at his creation and saw that it was very good. We also remembered that those creation stories are just the beginning. God's creating work was not done at the end of that sixth day. It continues. It continues as God moves us towards that vision, his plan and his goal for all that he has created. Well, as I promised last Sunday, that goal is really our focus for today. A wise pastor and preacher I have a great deal of respect for, Daryl Johnson, did a wonderful sermon series on the book of Revelation. In that series, he wisely recognized how important our ideas about the future are. He said that our picture of the future automatically shapes how we live in the present. Whether we're aware of it or not, what we think about where all of this is going has a direct impact on how we live now. Well, I think he's quite right. And that's why it is so important for us to try to understand what the Bible actually says to us about the future. Now, doing that, honestly, can be challenging because the picture that we have from Scripture is far from crystal clear. But it is still important to explore what Scripture tells us about where all of this is headed. Well, today's passage comes from the final portion of an incredible vision that God gave to the Apostle John, a vision that we actually have recorded in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. our reading today is the beginning of the part of that vision in which God showed John something of the future he has planned. Now, it's important to remember that this is apocalyptic literature, and so its message is far more multifaceted than we might think if we just tried to read it literally. Everything is symbolic, and in this vision, everything has a deeper meaning. And all of it together describes aspects of what we can expect at the end of things. Now, the first thing I need to say is that what we often refer to as the end of things is actually not the end. Far from it. It is a beginning. It's the beginning of the new creation, which is described in our reading as the new heaven and the new earth. When we talk about the end, we're using that word in a particular way. We aren't talking about the conclusion, but rather about the goal. Or, as Johnson helpfully refers to it, as the inherent destiny of all things. So today we are talking a little bit about the destiny God has in store for all of his good creation, a destiny that is inherent and has been since that Genesis beginning that we looked at last week. So what is God's destiny for all of this? Well, first of all, there is a future. There are some popular notions that all that is material and earthly, all that is physically part of this world will be no more. That's what's going to happen. Basically, the world, the earth, has no future. So let me start by saying that that is not and never has been what Scripture tells us. As I explained last week, God's intention is to establish a community that is made up of loving relationships between humankind and all of the rest of creation and God. Last week I referred to that as God's creation community. And that community with all of those parts has actually been God's plan and intention since the beginning. Now, we know that left to our own devices, we struggle to live those relationships in the way that we were created to, on all counts, really. And we see the effects of that struggle all around us. So all of them, including our relationship with creation, are in deep need of God's redemptive work. We need God to save us on this. Well, the very good news of the Christian faith is that in and through Christ, God is doing just that. God is working to bring that redemption about. God is going to finally establish that community he created us for, a community of redeemed people living in a renewed creation, enjoying it all with our God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and is here with us. God isn't going to gather up the world and throw it away. In some way beyond our ability to fully vision or comprehend, God is going to renew the earth so that it becomes the place it was always meant to be, quite literally, heaven on earth. As God said to John in that vision, "I am making all things new." Listen carefully to those words. He didn't say that I'm making all new things. He says that all things will be made new. God's creation in all of its wonder will be renewed and restored. It will become all that God has always planned for it to be. It's a fabulous promise. And as Johnson noted, it's a promise that can and should shape the way we live in God's creation now. So, what do we do? Do we hunker down and just wait for God's new creation to come? Well, no. That's never been an option because it's never been our call. Remember from last week's sermon when we were exploring those first chapters of Genesis, we heard that since the beginning, we have been created and called to bear God's image, to in some way reflect God's ways and God's love within this creation community that we are blessed to be a part of. We have a role to play. So as we think about our world, and in this week as we join others in observing Earth Day, I want to encourage you. Take the state of things on this planet very seriously. And then act. But act as Jesus' people do. Act out of love, not out of fear. There is much in this conversation right now that is fear-based, but that can't be what drives our actions, not as Christ's people. We can't sustain living out of fear. There isn't life at the end of that path. We weren't created to live from fear. We were created to live from and with love. So that has to be our source for our action. So let's love all of God's good creation with the same kind of selfless, giving love that we see Jesus living out himself, that we know Jesus is teaching us. That's the kind of love we need to love creation with. That's what we do. That's how we live towards the dream God has for all of us and for our world. Amen.
Feel the filling the earth. Fragrance of a rose in bloom, a newborn's cry at birth. How could I say there is no God when all around creation calls a singing bird, a mighty tree, the vast expanse of open sea. Yes, I love to stand at ocean shore and feel the
Good morning, friends. Praise the Lord. We praise your name, Lord Jesus, and give you glory. Create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us as we ask forgiveness in situations each of us knows about. We long for good relationships. As we come to you with thankful hearts for all your provision and protection, we bring our hearts concern to you as the COVID numbers have been rising, and help us to make wise decisions. Protect us, Lord, we pray. All our families and co-workers, our neighbors, and neighbors around the world. Be with those suffering illness, having lost loved ones. Bring peace, comfort, and healing. We especially bring the thousands of immigrants south of the border to you seeking protection. that they will be taken care of properly. During our message today at St. Stephen's, we heard about a new heaven and a new earth, and oh Lord, how thankful we are that we have the hope of heaven with you, Lord. Reading Revelations 22:1-6, for us to hear God's heart. We pray for a good result in the elections coming up locally. May we hear clearly what each candidate has to offer to protect our town of Qualicum Beach. We pray, too, for our leaders over our province, our country, and our world, praying for fairness, integrity, and wisdom. Thank you, Lord, as we go our separate ways and be with us each day, we pray. We turn to you and know what a wonderful relationship we can have with you. We pray the shalom blessing to you and your families of peace, tranquility, safety, well-being, welfare, health, contentment, success, comfort, wholeness, and integrity. And now let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We thank you again for your gifts that you so generously give that further the mission and work of this church. They really do make a difference. Would you pray with me the prayer over these gifts, dedicating them to God's purposes? Blessed are you, gracious God. You have given us life and freedom to be your people in the world. You have called us into the church and into this community of faith, pilgrims together on the journey towards your new creation. You have touched our hearts with hope and kindled our longing to see the day when your salvation is truly complete. Accept these gifts we bring and ensure our use of them furthers the coming of your kingdom in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
A couple of announcements for today. The first is a great big thank you to all of those wonderful people who came out last Saturday to help do the spring cleanup here in the church gardens. The place looks wonderful, and we are so appreciative of all the help. Many hands really did make light work. So thank you for the time and the energy that you gave to that. You will have seen in your announcements that we have another congregational activity planned. This one is going along with our theme this month in support of Earth Day and activities this month to help to renew our connection with God's creation. So the Creation Care team have planned a beach cleanup. They have selected beaches between the Little Qualicum Estuary and the French Creek Estuary. And as people sign up, you will be assigned a beach. All you need is some gloves and a garbage bag and about an hour of your time spent out in the beauty of God's creation on the shores of the sea that we live by, doing a little bit of cleanup and enjoying everything that's there. So all are welcome. If you are interested in doing that, and we hope that you are, it is this coming Saturday, and there are is information about how to register in your emailed announcements. The registration is simply, as I say, so that we ensure that all of the beaches hopefully get covered by some people so we can make the work as expansive as possible. So hope you will find an hour next Saturday to join us in that cleanup. Thank you. As we go today, let's go remembering that God invites us into his future. The one who makes all things new has made his home among us. We are called and we are chosen, together embraced by God, in whom tears and mourning and crying and pain and yes, even death will be no more. So remember God's future, for this is our story. And may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace. Amen.